Unit 6. Culture. Exercise 2.
A teen literary revolution. Over 100,000 teens are reading it online every day and sharing it on social media. Thousands more are writing and posting it on websites. And across the world, people are watching videos of live performances. So what is this new online phenomenon? It's poetry. Poetry has always been a good way to express yourself. But the growth of the internet and digital media means that now it's even easier to access, publish and share poetry. Since it's possible to remain anonymous online, people feel less inhibited about expressing emotions that they can't share with their closest friends or family. In addition, there are websites where you can read and give feedback, which can be really rewarding and give writers confidence to continue developing their talent. Poetry is a great way to explore complex ideas and to convey messages about personal and social issues like politics, racism, immigration, the environment and much more. Poetry presents things from a different perspective, and writing or reading poetry written from a different point of view helps us put ourselves in someone else's shoes and better understand others. Offline, the world of poetry is growing too. Open mic events, organised events where people read their poems aloud, attract large audiences in the UK and the USA. Anyone can participate, and the poems can be serious, sad, light-hearted and funny, or even silly. At poetry slams, competitions where people read the poems they have written and get a score from judges in the audience, the poems can be on any subject, but they must be passionate, with a message that's easy to understand. Often, the poems you hear at a slam will be deeply personal. If you want to find out more about the teen poetry scene, just type Poetry Community Online into your search engine and check out the results. You may even feel like sharing your own work. It's easy and it's free.